This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AGT fans. Tonight, we are talking flippers, pineapples, and my personal favorite, twerking grandparents. It's all right here tonight on Season 13. Starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are the champions, my friend.
Can you say the same?
I can. Okay. I can totally say the same.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to season 13 of America's Got Talent. I am Tori Broussard. I am here with
Joseph Shepherd.
Joseph, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm super excited about tonight. We had some very interesting acts, wouldn't you say?
I would say that they were very, very, very over the top. We had some amazing ones. We had some disappointments. It's been a very interesting start to the 13th season of America's Got Talent.
Right. First 2 days all across the board. And that's right. Tonight we will be talking about auditions from last week as well as tonight. But before we do that, I want to get your overall thoughts about both last week and tonight. What did you think?
I thought this episode tonight, the second episode, mm-hmm. was better than the premiere. I thought that there were a lot of amazing acts tonight. The caliber of our acts were amazing. And I'm starting to see things that I haven't seen the past few seasons, which is great. Because after a while with these shows, you start seeing the same things.
Right. And it's so interesting that you said that because this is season 13. And I still feel that we are seeing the same thing over and over. A lot of dancing, a lot of singing, which I think is talent, but I mean, I want to see like dramatic. I want to see literally something that I've never seen before. Somebody that I'd actually would say, hey, I want to go watch you.
Exactly.
I know it's only been 2 weeks, but I have not seen that yet.
So getting
right into it. So last week we had about 13 acts that we got to see. And we're going to just talk about our favorites and then who we thought wasn't so great. And I'm going to let you introduce. We're going to start with what I thought was the worst act of the night from last week. But Joseph really liked it. So I'm going to actually let you introduce this just because it has to do with something that I don't personally like.
I was so excited when this happened and I went and told you and you were like, no, I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't do it.
I skimmed right through it.
It was the Savitsky Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was about 4 to 5 cats who did different stunts, basically like how you train a dog and they had the dog acts on the show. This was all about cats. There was cats like on a high wire, like going upside down. Mm-hmm. You had cats pushing things, cats standing on their feet and walking. I have not seen a cat do anything besides sit on a bed or sit on a couch. So it was amazing to actually see cats do something.
So for those that don't know, I'm terrified of cats. Like I can't even look at them, which is why I fast forward. And so if you can't tell, I'm super uncomfortable because I'm terrified. Terrified of cats. But from what it sounds like, that probably would have been an act where I should have been like, yes. Like,
wait, you couldn't stand it?
I didn't watch it. I literally fast forward through the act. Yeah. You know, when they're in the back and Tyra is talking to them,
yeah,
or like right before they go on? Fast forward.
You saw the cat and you ran.
Yes, as I do in real life.
Cat got your tongue, literally.
Yes. Yes. I'm literally like, I'm shaking. I feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't like it. I don't like cats. So, I mean, neither does Simon. So at least we are on the same page. But they got...
They got the three yeses and they got through.
Yeah. So
you're going to be having a lot more fast forwarding to do in the near future.
I'm glad you know and that you were able to just say that and not expect me to watch it. Two snaps for Joseph. Or three. Alrighty. Okay. So that was our worst. Moving on to who we thought was probably the best of the night. Flaja, who's a 14-year-old girl. She's a rapper from Savannah, Georgia. Her dad was also a rapper, and she basically came on saying that she wants to fulfill her father's dream because her father died. I thought she was great.
She was amazing. It was original material. Yes. It was about the current climate, and her father ended up getting shot by a gun, mm-hmm. and so that's how he ended up passing. Mm-hmm. So her whole song was about, you know, putting the gun down.
Yes.
And I think in a current climate and the current situation and everything that we are in America right now, mm-hmm. it was an amazing message.
Yes.
And she was amazing at rapping.
She
spit good bars.
I mean, for 14 years old.
Exactly.
It's one thing to be able to sing at 14 years old, but to be able to rap, and then you're rapping about very sensitive subjects. I mean, she talked about coke, she talked about, you know, guns, you know, that's a lot. And then to be able to put forth all of that emotion on stage in front of everybody, she even said that she wasn't sure if she was going to do the song because she didn't think that people were ready for it, which I totally wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have either. I would have been so nervous even thinking about that, especially because you're going to get haters and you're going to get, you know, people who are rooting for you. But she put herself in a situation. She shone straight through.
Yeah.
And I would say that she could probably give Cardi a run for her money.
You know, I literally wrote down in a few years she'll be great. I mean, you could definitely see her potential. I have no words for her. I mean, for those who are wondering if her dad was known, her dad was Camouflage, who I have heard of. I mean, obviously, we weren't able to see probably the greatness that he possibly could have been, but what a talent, what a story, and a 14-year-old girl.
Right.
14 years old. Crazy. Blowing my mind. All right, so week one. We got a few things.
Some good things.
But moving on to tonight's episode, I mean, I gotta say, I liked what I saw as far as who basically everybody probably thought was good, but at the same time, I was a little bored.
I didn't get goosebumps. I love watching this show, and you know, there's that one act, and you get those little goosebumps on your hands, and you're like, oh my gosh, that is an amazing act.
Right.
I didn't get that at all. I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Exactly. Now, the stories, people's stories got me. But did their talent really take me away? We'll talk about it. I mean,
America's Got Stories. That is the show that we watched tonight.
America's Got Stories. Okay, Joseph. All right. I see you. Okay. All right. Well, getting into it, Michael, we're going to start off with him because, he was the last performer of the night, but he blew everybody away so much to the point that Simon gave him the golden buzzer, which is why I wanted to start with him because he also has a very beautiful, intriguing story.
Yes.
So he married his wife, Ivy, at a very young age. They have 6 children now, but their first child was a girl. In complicated pregnancy, basically the doctors told him that his wife and firstborn probably would not survive. They did, thank God, but then they told him again that if they were to get pregnant, this would probably happen again, being the same situation. So they decided not to have kids. Long story short, their daughter has a dream that the family's going to adopt 3 boys. And years later, that is exactly what happened. And then twice after that, they adopted 2 more boys. And what got me is that their daughter is the one that basically told them that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that her dreams were not just a dream that you have, you know, every night.
It's an insane story.
Like, just really? Like, amazing, took me away. I was rooting for him from the beginning. And then he comes out on stage, with this amazing voice. I don't blame Simon for giving him the golden buzzer. Even though he was, you know, a singer. And we're like, I know I said earlier, I don't know how I feel about singers, but he had a really good voice. And I feel like you disagree.
I think he had a very Josh Groban nice voice. I thought it was nice. I wouldn't listen to it on the radio, and I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No! It was cute. It was good. But like I said, like where were my goosebumps? My goosebumps were not coming. They weren't.
Okay, but I feel like this isn't a show like American Idol or even The Voice. So I feel like the show naturally is not going to pull people who have these outstanding, extraordinary voices. Because, I mean, with America's Got Talent, you're going to get a little bit of everything. And I feel like, I don't want to say true singers, but people with those powerful voices are going to go to the shows that are specifically about, you know,
correct,
singing.
But would you see him in Vegas? Because that's ultimately what they always try to go for, is they always like a Vegas act. Would you sit through an hour and a half to 2 hours of that?
I don't even think he would agree to go to Vegas, so you might have a point.
That is true. But in Vegas residency, you can kind of stay where you are. He can stay with his whole family.
True.
And you're not touring the whole world.
True. But I feel like that's not enough for you.
What do you mean? For fulfillment.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised that he got the golden buzzer. I'm glad it was him. But, I mean, for this show, singing-wise, phenomenal.
Also, I have a question about the golden buzzer.
Yeah.
I just need to ask this question.
Sure.
They always push the golden buzzer when it's an amazing act, which is understandable, and they just automatically get sent through.
Mm-hmm.
If they're already amazing, wouldn't they already go through in the first place? So, like, wouldn't you want to save your golden buzzer for, like, somebody that people are on the fence of?
Okay, yes. But, again, you literally hit the nail on the head when you said America's Got Stories.
Correct.
I think that might be why Simon pushed his button.
Good point. Just saying. Very good
story.
Point.
Because, honestly, what acts are people really just on the verge about as far as, like, oh, they really, really, really shouldn't have went through and, you know, like, what were the judges thinking for not sending them through? I mean, like, hardcore. I've never felt that way watching the show.
That's true. I've never felt that way.
Ever.
No.
Now, when people that they don't push through, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Like, I sit back and I rationalize. And I'm like, maybe they're right.
You want a reverse buzzer.
Oh, my gosh. They totally need one.
They need, like, a rewind buzzer. Like,
yes. Oh, my God. You're on to something.
I think that we should switch the golden buzzer for the reverse buzzer. And
wait, no. We need both.
Oh, so there's going to be two buzzers on the table.
Isn't that what you meant?
I was just saying, like, switch
no,
it.
But, no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no,
okay.
No.
We'll have both. We'll have both. Okay.
The way you think. We need both. Okay, so Michael, we said number one, got the golden buzzer. This next act, who I feel like could have gotten the golden buzzer without his story, just his act alone I thought was cool, was Mochi. Did I pronounce his name right? He's the Diablo juggler.
Yes.
So I had never seen this before.
No.
I'm indecisive about this one. So it was really cool.
Yes.
I loved the backdrops, but I couldn't tell if, like, the motions in the background were the motions that he was doing as he was juggling, or if they were just, like, backdrops in the background.
So basically, like, Diablo juggling is, like, a string that you have, and then you have this little, I guess it's two, kind of like a sphere thingies?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah. That's
on a string. Yeah. And then you're physically doing flips and different types of things. Kinda so it's like not actually
yo-yos.
Juggling with balls. Yes, correct.
Right. Okay.
It's more of like a yo-yo. I guess that's a very, very good way of explaining it.
Okay.
More of like kind of like juggling yo-yos on strings.
Right. Okay.
And I was expecting just that. I was expecting that to be it. And I was going to be like, okay, that's boring. But recently in America's Got Talent history, all of that lighting stuff is so popular. Like the dancing lighters, the neon lighters, the
yes.
neon, the hands people who did those things behind the illumination.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to see a juggling act with a backdrop and cool things, I thought it was pretty, pretty cool. It was different. To your point, I don't know if the backdrop was already planned or if when he actually would flip something up mm-hmm. and a light would turn on or a light would go off or
right.
a screen would change. I didn't mm-hmm. know if that was happening in real time
right.
or if it was a pre-prepped
thing. Right. And I feel like if it was happening in real time, then that would have made his act that much better.
Exactly.
Which, at the end of the day, it was still really good. It was cool. It was different. We don't see that a lot, actually. I had never seen it before. But it wasn't... I just don't know how... Can it get any better? Like, what... So...
They're going to add more people eventually, and then it's going to be, like, seven people doing this thing, and then it's going to turn into a whole thing, and...
I mean, Simon compared him to the opening of a James Bond movie.
And that was true. It literally looked like you were watching the opening of a James Bond movie, with all the weird different colors, the different, like... Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. He got four yeses, so he's going through. I just don't... I guess maybe I'm narrow-minded in that sense, because I just don't see
how you can make the next act better. Guess we'll just have to wait and figure it out. Yeah,
that's what I like to do. When I judge, because I'm a judge, I don't even know why I just said that. But when I'm watching, I feel like I'm one of the judges, and I'm really trying to find, like, really good acts. Like, I take this really seriously. So I need to see the progression in your act. Like, what the next time I go see, like, what can I get?
You have to envision in your head what
exactly.
You think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just feel like a lot of them, this one, I was like, where's this going?
Well, I hope he brings it bigger and better so I can prove you wrong. And next time I can be like, oh, he came back.
Okay. I mean, if you say so. Okay. So this next act is their brothers. Fratelli Rossi?
Rossi, I think.
Rossi. Yes. I'm not Italian, so I do not know. But they are a tumbling act.
Yes.
Again, I feel like we're talking about Moshi again in the sense of, like, I see the potential. But, like, this one, I was a gymnast. So, like, tumbling does not blow my mind.
Yes.
Because I was doing that, too. But they... They're good. They were cool. Basically, there's one brother laying down with his legs up in the air while the other brother was turning flips and landing on his feet. So basically his brother's feet were like the floor.
Correct.
And one of the brothers was just recovering from an ACL tear. He was out, 6 months? And the doctor just cleared him for this show to perform. So he had not performed before, 6 months prior to now. And during their performance, he fell. And I literally thought it was over. Like, I thought the guy was hurt. I thought he ripped his ACL again or something else. But he got back up. He did the act again, that same trick that he fell on, landed it, and then continued to do more and landed again. But let's be real. It just was back handsprings over and over on his
But it was on some legs. At the same time, Broken Leg Boy was cute. He was fine. The whole time I was like, ooh, Broken Leg Boy.
Okay, but people don't get... Well, maybe, I don't know. Mel B kind of changed the game with that as far as people's looks, I feel like. But aside from their looks, I mean, were you really captivated?
I was wanting to see what would happen after the fall. So after the fall, it was good to see that they did the act and he maintained the ground.
Yes.
But to your point and what you said earlier, I do not really know if this can maintain itself going forward. What's the next thing going to be? Because if it's two guys and they're doing the same thing, they're doing it on a chair. Next time, are they going to do it in a lifeguard chair? Are they going to do it hanging from the sky in an acrobatic silk? Like, yeah. What are they going to do?
See, I see potential in this. Oh. I feel like, I mean, I know the power of flipping and what the body can do. So I feel like it could be really great. My thing is, I mean, he could be doing fools on his, you know, brother's, a twist out for some people who don't know what a fool is. On his brother's feet. My thing is, can they execute it? Because there are people who try to do really cool things, really cool tricks, but it's a fail. For whatever reason, they couldn't execute it. And my thing is, can they execute their backflips?
We're not up to your part in that.
I don't know. But they were really cool to watch in the sense of, at least they weren't, you know, just tumbling on the stage. They
exactly.
used each other. Which...
And I think that if they did not fall, if there wasn't that fall, I don't think that I would have been as interested. In all honesty. I think it would have been like, okay, it was cool. But like, since they fell and then they redid it, I was like, yeah! Yes.
Okay. So you were going off of adrenaline.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know, we've talked about a lot of good acts today, and I feel like I just need to let these people know who are listening, who are watching right now. If you ever listen to us on iTunes, please give us that 5-star rating. We want nothing less than 5.
All
because
the 5.
It's America's Got Talent. And I mean, like we said, I'm a champion. Joseph here is a champion.
5 golden buzzers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, now we need... Bam, 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 just keep coming up with the ideas. We need 5. We need 5 golden buzzers, and we need 1 reversal buzzer.
Yes, yes.
Reversal button. Buzzer. We need those.
So you guys should use both of those. 5 stars and then hit the reverse button and listen to us again.
There
so
you
then,
go. To give us
yes,
5 more stars
on your brother and sister's account.
Exactly.
There we go. We gotta
and
it out.
Of course, if you are on YouTube, just go ahead and give us a thumbs up because we love those too.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so moving on. We've got 3 not so great acts. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
Exactly. This first act was actually put through, and I could not. Her name was Lily Wilker. Now, Lily was, how old was she?
She was...
like 11?
Yes, 11.
So she was 11 years old. She was raised...
In Ohio.
On a farm. Had multiple animals. And she comes out, and she's chuckling, and she's happy. And I'm like, okay, is this girl going to sing? And all of a sudden, Old MacDonald starts playing. And I'm like... And she doesn't do anything. And I'm like, okay, did she forget the words to Old MacDonald? Like,
right.
What's going to happen? And all of a sudden, she goes... I don't know what the first one was, but it was like, horse. Nay! And she starts giving impressions of animals.
Yes.
And it reminded me of, did you used to have that thing when you were a child where you pull the lever or pull the string and then this like wheel would turn around and it would land on an animal and it'd be like,
yes.
Pig, oink.
Yes.
And it would go, oink,
basically
oink.
To help you like learn
figure
the
out the sounds as
you're
a child.
Yes.
That's exactly what she was, just a human version.
No. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, she was. She was, but you have to admit, her sounds were, like, on point.
Well, because she's been around those animals, like, 24 hours a day. How could you not?
I know. That's what made it so great.
But it's like,
right?
If you're around your best friend all that time, you can, like, pick up on their mannerisms. So she's picking up on her best friends.
I wish I could make a perfect, like, nah, like, that was horrible. That was supposed to be a horse. I mean, she did a horse, she did a rooster, she did a duck. She did she do a pig? I believe she did a pig.
She did a pig.
She did.
She should have imitated the buzzer because I would have been like, ah, because no, not for me.
You also have, you know, this like thing of not liking kids.
Okay. It's not that I don't like kids. It's that kids in talent shows, when they come on America's Got Talent, the judges can't say no because they feel pity and they don't want to hurt a child's dreams.
That is true. They have a spot in their heart for all of the children. But I mean, let's be real. She's not going to win the show.
She's not worth $1 million.
Which I'm... She's not going to win the show. But, I mean, to see her get up there and actually have the guts... I don't really know who to blame, her or her mom, because I would not let my child go up there. Maybe that's not good to say, but...
Maybe she'll end up with a great voiceover contract, you know, at the end of the day.
You know, she could be a voiceover for, you know, an animation.
Yeah, maybe like...
I don't know what that animation would be,
yeah,
but...
But so to your point, you're going back earlier, I just want to see what she does, you know, in the future.
Right.
Is it going to be... animal sounds again? Is it going to be different types of celebrities and comedians and stuff? Like, what is it going to be?
That,
if she does that.
If she can nail that, that would be really good.
Yes.
Really, really good.
I agree.
Okay, I just want to talk a little bit because it's on my mind. Do we think that... Well, okay, not do we think. How do we feel about the judges just pushing people through because we don't want to hurt their feelings, basically? In my mind, regardless of how old you are, if we know this little girl's not going to win, it just made her day to be like, you're going on to the next round, right? But, like, are we really benefiting from her talent?
No.
And I'm really trying to put myself in their perspective because I feel like if I was, you know, like Mel B, and I'm sitting there watching her in person, I probably would be like, aw. Like, yes. But at the same time, like,
I'd be like, oh.
Does America really want to see that? And then Simon had the nerve to say that America is going to love her.
No. Simon, no.
So is it safe to say that they are just being nice and...
I think in actuality, we knew Simon from American Idol, and we knew how blunt and rude he is.
Right.
And how he was not afraid to say no.
Right.
And so it was a very, I guess, an interesting thing, because when you'd watch that, you would see Simon, he would say no to people, and you tuned in because he was so blunt and honest.
Right.
Now all these judging shows just... They're not blunt and honest. You look at American Idol. You look at things like that now, like American Idol with Katy Perry and all them now. They never give a mean comment. Right. I think people are afraid of ruining their reputations. I think that comes on the line, too. Like, if you're being very mean to a child, are you going to wake up the next morning and you're in the, you know, the newspaper or whatever? Not newspaper. Right. We don't read newspapers anymore. But, like, you know, your headline on Twitter, is it going to be, Heidi Klum says no to child and makes her cry on stage? Like, you're not going to want that.
Right. And I mean, I guess, you know, you do have a very valid point, but I also think that, are we really helping the child by not trying to hurt their feelings?
Or giving them false hope.
I mean, what happened to, like, tough love? Not saying that, like, I'm not, like, all for tough love, but I mean, come on, like, I tune in to see amazing talent. And little Lily Wilker... I think she's super cute and really good. Like, I really wish I could impersonate all those animals.
But it's a party trick.
Exactly.
And that's as far as it's going to go. Who else did you not like?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sean and Lindsay, the married couple, the stand-up married couple. Not one person in the audience laughed at their jokes. And honestly, it was so bad, I couldn't even tell you what they said.
They talked about themselves. And if you're a comedian talking about yourself and nobody knows about you, it's not going to work.
Exactly.
You need to do things that are common knowledge that people are going to laugh at, people can relate to, and it was... And if you noticed, when the audience started booing, they were like, okay, and we're Sean and, you know, like, they were like, we're
yeah,
done.
They
we're
stopped.
Sean and Lindsay.
They didn't
stopped.
Even try.
They didn't finish their act. They were like, nope.
And I'm just like, come on. Okay, honestly, I honestly expected them to be really good. Just because, you know... You go with each other's flow of energy, and you've been married, so if anybody knows you better than yourself,
and I've never really seen a male and female stand-up
right.
duo. A stand-up
exactly.
duo is different. It's
right.
not just one person.
Right.
So that's what I was looking forward to, too, but obviously it did not work in that situation.
I felt so bad for them because it was so awkward.
It was very awkward.
It was like nails on a chalkboard.
Yes.
It was horrible.
Horrible. And speaking of what the judges thought horrible, another comedy act, did you like, oh my gosh, did you like the roaster? Did you like when he came out? I called him the roaster. That's his name that he gets.
You're
Alex
talking
Super.
About Alex,
yeah,
the 32-year-old from Los Angeles.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So this was a little misleading.
Yes.
Because he came out, or when he was talking to Tyra, he was talking about how he just wants to inspire the world with positivity.
I totally
and
forgot about that.
And joy. And I was like, he said, but through comedy.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, great. Like, yeah, okay. Never heard this before. Cool. And then gets out on stage, and all of his jokes are straightforward, rude. I mean, just, I laughed. I honestly thought it was hilarious. But, I mean, just it goes completely against what he was stating he was all about.
Correct. But they were straightforward, basically two different jokes per judge, per person,
right.
roast style,
right.
as he's wearing this weird leotard with a moose knuckle. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He exactly.
Looked, he came off like a jester. Like a little, like, court
yes.
jester.
He played with his little tail.
Yeah, he had a tail. He had a tail attached to his thing.
He had a tail.
I thought it was so funny. I don't know why, because it was so, I guess it was blunt and rude and...
But how about it was true?
It was so true.
Like,
every joke
Mel
he told.
Like, but I was like, it's so true.
Every joke he told, like, it was so good. They're, like, jokes about Simon, you know, being a Brit and
right.
how he fixed his teeth. And,
oh
like,
my
it
God.
Was...
And Howie being a Canadian.
And he looked like a thumb. I was like, oh my gosh, Howie does kind of look like a thumb.
Oh my gosh, I want to go back and rewatch it.
We need a reverse button.
There we go. Yes. Okay. Our imaginary reverse button right here. That was good.
It was good. Like, and he got three no's, and Simon loved it.
See, what I like about Simon is Simon, I mean, we know Simon is honest, but like, I thought Simon was going to feel some type of way about this, and he embraced it.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm so glad that he gave him a yes, despite, you know, basically the past three judges were like, you're not going. Okay. But Simon's like, I'm going to tell you yes. And I respect Simon for that. I would have totally gone to watch him.
I would have too.
Totally. I kind of want to know what he would say about me.
Yeah, I would love to like send him like a bio of myself along with like videos and pictures and him roast me.
Oh, see, you want a bio. I want to know what he can come up with off the top of my head. Just
looking at you.
Yeah, or me.
Just
me.
Like,
yeah.
Five minutes
what I'm
with
wearing
you.
Or something. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so he was one that, well, I don't really know how to describe his act, but we thought it was funny he did not go through, but Yumbo Dump, which let's just have a
listen
moment of
the
silence
name.
For the name. I'm going to say
let's
it one
say,
more time.
Yes, let's hear it.
Yumbo Dump.
Mm. Can you use that in a sentence?
No, because I don't know what Yumbo is. Sounds like gumbo or rhymes with gumbo.
And then
but
dump,
then dump makes
like
me think of something completely
else, yes,
different.
And very out there, so it's
I don't know. But basically their talent was making sounds with their bodies. They made a raindrop sound.
So that was them taking off their shirts and then spraying
water.
Their water on
mm-hmm.
their bellies
mm-hmm.
and then slapping them against each other.
Right, which I'm honestly surprised actually sounded like a raindrop.
It was so cringeworthy for me to watch, but at the exact same time, I was like, I need to see more.
Right. I was like, okay, they started off with a good one.
Yes, correct.
Because in the next one...
They went for the cork.
Yes.
It was like a sound of like a cork coming out of...
Yeah, they had a specific type of whiskey bottle.
Yes.
That they said the cork was coming out of.
And they like put a pipe or like a tube
like a
on
clear
his
tube.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
on the other guy's stomach and started uh-huh. sucking his belly fat.
Right.
And
like he sucked into the tube. So like, and then just let it go and it made like this pop sound that sounded like when you pop cork.
Yes, correct.
Which I'm like, okay, like the sounds are legit, but just the whole like body movement making that sound is uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable, and they kept saying, oh, feel so good, you know, like at the end. And I was like, why do you keep saying, oh, feel so good?
I know,
like,
that was awkward.
I was like, this is...
I don't know, was that to be funny, or if he really felt...
It felt good when they made these sounds.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Very awkward. And then they ended up doing dolphin sounds.
Okay, so to me... I cannot remember how they made the dolphin sounds.
It looked like it was a balloon pump or something.
So, okay, so they had, like, this clear cutout of,
that was the
plastic.
UFO.
Oh, that was the UFO. I can't remember how they made the dolphin sound.
It was, like, some weird, like, balloon pump thing that, like, I don't know, in his belly button. I don't know.
But that one, to me, didn't sound quite like the dolphin, no. So I was like, and that's a no. I think that's when Mel B pushed
yes,
her button.
Correct.
And then they made the UFO sound, which it sounded like a UFO, but it was awkward to watch them make that sound.
It was very awkward to make them watch the sound because it was like wrapping hands around a body
right.
and then flapping a stomach.
Yes, with the little clear cutout piece of plastic or plexiglass or whatever. He just basically placed it under his stomach and then thrusted his arms up and it made a... UFO sound.
It was cringeworthy, but...
Yeah, I feel awkward talking about it, but yeah. That was a no for me. Everybody gave them a yes except for Mel B, and so they're going on to the next round.
And what are they going to do now?
Exactly. I feel like this act has potential to be good if they incorporate, I don't know, some kind of uniformed... like body movements. Like it was just awkward to see them like just stand
doing,
you know, use whatever instrument to make the sound and then stop and then like pick something else up and then change body positions. It just wasn't uniformed to me, and I thought that was what made it awkward.
they should, all these acts that we don't think can go to be able to maintain their act, they should put them all on a show in Vegas, and it should be, the show should be called 2 minutes or less, and they come give 2 minutes of their act, and then the next person comes on. It literally is a variety show. 2 minutes or less. That's what needs to happen.
You think that would fly in Vegas?
I mean, yeah, maybe like a matinee crowd, like, you know, you can take your children to it and pay $30.
I don't know if I would even go see that, just because if you get somebody like Yumbo Dump, it's awkward.
But you're going to look. You're going to like doing them things with your eye, like look through in the movies, like when your mom would let you see a horror movie.
Like, and you're like, oh, no, I can't. And then like peek through. Yeah, probably. You are probably right. You are so probably right. Okay, well, I think we've pretty much dissected a lot of these acts. I mean, basically, we went from worst to best, from best to worst.
Exactly.
Anybody who you thought, you know, you were, I don't want to, the first word that comes to my head is proud of, but not really proud of, but just like, you know what, yes, I like your story, I like your act, good for the show. Like, I'm glad they found you.
I'm glad they found the cat ladies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm moving on to who I thought I'm glad they found. I'm going to say Christina Wells, the 42-year-old singer.
Yes.
Who, I mean, her story alone got me. So a little background. When she was 19, she auditioned for a show. And right before they made the cut, she made it all the way through, basically, I guess, like the last round, second to last round. Right before they made the cut, they cut her. And I guess everybody was shocked because she then went and asked why, and they told her that she basically would not fit into the clothes that they had. So they cut her because of her size, which, I mean, am I surprised? No. Am I upset? Absolutely. Because, like, really?
It was also a theme park audition.
Okay. Regardless of what audition it was,
I agree with that fully. But I was just saying, like, she was holding off what the audition was, and I was like, oh my gosh, is this audition like re-auditioning for
next lead
and blah,
somebody
blah, blah.
Asked
and
her then, what she was auditioning
and then
for.
She was like,
a theme park. I mean, still at the end of the day, it was wrong. But I think for her to come back at 42, she's now a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. She said her two boys encouraged her to audition. For her to get back on the stage, as proud as she was, as confident as she was, I was not expecting that story to be told, but she did good. She's got a very soulful voice. I liked her. I'm glad that they found her and they were able to bring her on the show.
Did you get goosebumps?
No, I didn't get goosebumps. And I feel like that's your thing. Like, it's good if you get goosebumps.
I'm just saying, I'm still waiting for my goosebump moment.
Okay, we are only in week two, so we'll see. I mean, Magician Man, who we literally know nothing about him. He wouldn't say his name. He wouldn't say his act. He wouldn't say anything. The only thing he did was raise his eyebrows when Mel B was like, do you find yourself hot? And he was like, so basically that was a yes.
Oh, you're talking about Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, that we can call him a Fruit Ninja. That's the one who basically waxed his eyes shut.
Yes, with candle wax.
With candle wax. Then put, like, another cloth and then, you know, black tape and then foil over his head. And then took a knife, a sword, and sliced a pineapple that he sat on Howie's head perfectly. Without hurting Howie.
I would just rather play Fruit Ninja at home on my phone. Like, I don't want to see that.
You didn't find that?
I've never found...
His eyes were shut with wax. Wax. Candle wax. Mm-hmm. That's not...
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, Fruit Ninja. I don't know. That to me, I actually got a little uncomfortable. Like, I was like...
But
oh my God,
I think that's why I don't like them. Because they make me uncomfortable. Like, watching that and, like, something go wrong, like, it just freaks me out. Like, when I watch videos on YouTube of, like, you know, people telling jokes on the street or something, I can't watch those because it literally freaks me out what people's reaction is going to be. So, like, with these, when it's, like, big swords and stuff, I'm afraid that something is going to go wrong, or, like, the whole time I'm like, ooh, 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 and I'm just cringing the whole time. Like, I want to sit back, enjoy an act, and not worry for somebody's life.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I get your point. I'm still like, imagine a pineapple on your head and it just like, whoo.
Imagine cats pushing things okay, across the stage.
Moving on to our special segment, which we can't really do tonight because we don't have our five golden buzzers or our reversal buzzer. But we do have a new segment called Who Should Have Gotten the Golden Buzzer. And we're just going to talk about who we thought. And I already know mine. Do you know yours?
Ooh, that's a good one. Go with yours and mine will come out.
Okay, so mine was the twerking grandparents.
You would have hit your golden buzzer for the twerking grandparents?
Okay, so here's an interesting fact about Tori. Besides the fact that I'm terrified of cats, I love old people. Like, the elderly, love them.
Yeah.
Like,
No.
I mean, like, every time I see them, like, I just get like, I know, it's so weird. I know.
What?
It's so weird, but I don't know. Like, they just, like, brighten my day. Okay. I always go out of my way to say hi to them and whatever. So these two old people, they're a married couple. His name is a little hard to pronounce. It's, like, Furtabelio. Can't quite pronounce his name. Her name is Selena. She's 66. He is 70. And they got on stage and danced. And when they first started out, first of all, they danced to
Jason Derulo.
Yes.
Talk Dirty.
Yes. Which I was like, okay, you know, like, I thought they were about to come out and
do salsa. Like a salsa. Yeah.
I mean, the way she stepped back, I was like, oh, okay. No, this was 110% dirty dancing. And at their age, the way he was down on the floor with his one hand on the ground, the other one up in the air, and, you know, you can fill in the blank.
It was like, you know, when you were in middle school or high school and you went to your prom and the teachers would be like, you need to stay this far away. You can't touch each other.
Yes.
This was the dancing that everybody wanted to do in middle and high school.
Oh,
it was like so bad, so
gosh.
Provocative.
No. Okay. Mel B was cringing. She literally, she gave them the X. Like, she was not having it. But come on. I mean, then she turned around and she threw it back. Like,
and she just had two knee replacements, like surgery.
Yes. So there, how could you not hit? I'm sorry. Maybe it would have been just more out of humor as well.
I think you would have hit it just for that because you would want to see that multiple
times.
Oh
my. And I feel like somebody could teach them other moves that they could just really make, I guess, sexual. I don't know. I loved it. I was dying. That was amazing. And, okay, you have to think, 66 and 70. Moving like that?
Yes, that was very impressive. I was just surprised the older gentleman could stay on the floor that long, like, on his knees, like, dancing
exactly.
on his knees. I'm like, I'm on the floor, like, on my knees. Like, if I try to get down low and I'm already on the ground, like, you need to call the ambulance because I'm not going to be able to move.
Exactly, and you're nowhere near 70.
No, nope, not at all.
I mean, I'm just saying. Oh, I wish I was in Mel B's spot. I would have...
You would have hit the buzzer.
I would have totally hit the buzzer. Okay, you don't like my.
No. It was good. It was good. I mean, I don't know if I would have hit my buzzer for it, but it was good.
I feel like I would have did that more out of like humor, but I'm gonna go back home and watch it. Okay, you. Who should have got your golden buzzer?
Oh,
one of your five.
One of my five.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have given the golden buzzer to Alex Hooper. Because I, just seeing that everybody else said no, I would want to see what's next. Because at the end of the day, he roasted the judges and he roasted Tyra. Who's to say that he doesn't have something else up his sleeve that we did not get to see? Maybe he has a different style of comedy. He's not going to come out every single time and roast everybody all over again. It would be
That's
a different
true.
Type of comedy. So I really wonder what it would have been.
Okay.
So I would have given him that because, and I would have waited till everybody said no and been like, you know what? Bam! You're my golden buzzer. You're coming straight through and I'm ready for you to go at it again.
Oh my God. Okay. That one's a good choice, I will say. Just because I feel like even if he did come back out and roast the judges, they would have been just as good, different jokes, but true. Like literally every joke he said, I was like, but that's true. Like, you have to laugh. It would be different if it weren't true, but it was true. Every single joke was true. That's a good pick.
See, that's where I think the golden buzzer could be. That's like, you know, when
no,
I said...
No, you mean
like,
the reversal?
No, I'm meaning like when the golden buzzer, when they use it, when everybody already says yes. This is a situation where I think that they should be used more.
All right. Okay. Da-da-da. Well, I was really excited about this. Overall, I'm like, okay, week 3, what you got?
What do you have? I'm ready for my goosebumps.
I don't know if we're going to get goosebumps. You seem to have high expectations for these goosebumps, but...
Maybe twerking cats are next.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. With that being said, we do not have any news tonight, but we will try to find as much information about the show or about the judges before we... Find as much information about the show and the judges for you guys tonight. Fortunately, we don't have any, but we will be doing this on a weekly basis. So tune back in next week for more fun talks about these crazy acts. Maybe Joseph will get his goosebump.
Yeah, maybe get my goosebumps
soon. I have no idea, but I'm excited, and I hope you guys are too. Join us back here next Tuesday, about today was Monday. Next Tuesday at 9 p.m., I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And I'm Joseph Shepherd. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all of the lovely things at Joseph A. Shepherd.
Liza and Danny will be joining us for the rest of this season. We cannot wait for our girls to come back. But until then, you guys have a good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.